I've always enjoyed the reading we heard in our first reading, the 1 Samuel chapter 3. You know, in the history of salvation, this is a kind of a big place in a movement to a different part of, now we call it the Bible, but then it was the history. You know, we were through the Pentateuch, coming in after the Judges, and this is when we come with 1 Samuel. And you're hearing some kind of cool things of what's happening with different images. And one is, during the time young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. That the Israelites have left God. And if we don't want God, then why would God want to come to them or to us? And so it was in their history very infrequent about the leader. And that's where when we read if we read the book of the Judges, you'd have the judge that comes up, kind of helps and saves their brothers and sisters. Then they have peace, and then they fall back into sin over and over and over. Another is that we're talking about Eli, who is the priest of this little temple. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. And you remember in the gospel, many centuries later, that Jesus was telling the Philistines that they might see physically, but they can't spiritually? It's one of the images of what is going on with Eli. He can't see, whether physically or spiritually. And so we had those three different times where Samuel was hearing God calling to him, but he's young. He doesn't know the life of prayer. He didn't know what to say, and he'd go to Eli and say, "Well, here I am." And then even for Eli, it took several times, and then he realized, oh, that's right, we have God. That's right, He's calling for the young one, not me. He's calling him. And he told, of course, to him, Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" That's the way to pray. You know, for us, as we pray each day, you know, sometimes we won't hear anything. We might not know his voice to us, but we need to be ready to listen. So both that, what Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening," and the verse that we said together in the psalm, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will."